I originally wanted to score the entire movie with music from other movies. And you still see a little there. There's a little Ennio Morricone. There's a little 400 Blows and Bernard Herrmann's score to Vertigo. There's stuff everywhere, but originally the whole movie was going to be that. Hopefully subtle, like the original high school sequence before Nico Muhly wrote that piece for us was all the music from Day for Night, the Truffaut's Day for Night. And it worked. It all worked. But then as... But what happened was that when we did the final animated film for Rachel and had it done and projected it during that scene, we scored it to The Big Ship. And it was working so well on this other level, really elevating it, but also at the same time it was not manipulative. It's very neutral. It's, it kind of carries you and lets you kind of get into the narrative and bring your own story to it if you have one. That by the time we finished, I had called my editor and I said, you should download Another Green World, which is the album that that song was on. There might be something else there. And so by the time I saw the first assembly, there were 6 tracks. I'll Come Running was already there, a few other things. And then they just, it was so special and timeless. I was nervous about if you do something very contemporary that you add a contemporary pop song. And then by the time the movie's released, it's dated. The movie's like dated. But I wanted this thing where it could almost happen at any point in time because the music is so non-specific. And then just let more, I took weeks of me just listening to Eno and finding. And then so by the time we screened the first cut, I had like 19 cues of Eno. We can't afford that. Yeah. You know, we just can't afford that. But then Randy Poster, our music supervisor, saw it and we started talking about composers and I kept saying, what about Eno? Well, he doesn't do that. Well, and I was, what about Eno? And then finally he like gave in and showed the film to Brian Eno's agent. He really liked the movie. And then he finally found a way to get it to Eno. We're coming close to not being able to screen the movie anymore or rescore the entire thing without the permission. But then Eno really responded. Then I wrote him an email. I wrote an email to him through his agent, then he responded to me directly. And that became, he loved the movie. And liked the way his music was being used. And then that became a correspondence that lasted, well, until now, but through months. And he would go into his vault and find music that he'd never released and send me those tracks and we'd try them. Then by the end, he started writing for us. And so he wrote like that beautiful thing at the end credits that appears when he skips school as an original piece. There's a few pieces. And so, and then he was very generous and gave us a deal where we can actually use the music in a way that we could actually afford it. Yeah. So basically, the movie does well. He does well. If it doesn't, we're able to make it part of it.
And that's so great that he believes so much in it.
I can't believe it. I saved his first email. I saved and then I framed in my office because he got the movie better than me.
Yeah,
and he's an intellectual as well. You know, he's a poet, but he was able in like in a paragraph say the movie's about this because I try to do the same thing with my music. You know,
yeah.
So he's a legend. So I keep learning from him. And I keep reading that sometimes in preparation for interviews because it's really good.